afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It's me, the clicker. It's me, the clicker. My name is Elizabeth. In the weekend, my name is Elizabeth. And then in the weekdays, I'm known as the matriarch. Welcome to Elizabeth's world, where we're just going to, have a good Saturday. And we're going to Saturday it off. And then Saturday is going to Saturday. And then after the Saturday, we will Saturday. So today is the 11th of the 10th month, 2025. And vele, it's October. It is approximately 6 days after my birthday, and you guys did not wish me a happy birthday. But you know, we don't hold no chair, we don't have no chepa, we don't hold no nothing like that. We're just gonna unwind, and we are going to say that, baby, you, you are my person. What's up? So hello, hello. I'm usually this energetic, but it's maybe because I also ate. There's a lot of energy that surges from God knows where. Mariah, boy.
I need you to take your time. My sina chahi, babe. Sina's kati, babe. I need you to take.
Baby, I need you to Scotty, baby, I need you to take your time.
Masina Jahi, baby, Sine Scotty, baby.
Ujahile, ujahile, otwenderere nai, ujahile, stop, I need you to take your time, ujahile, no, nwenderere nai, ondo twendingane katimbano 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 sigoto thick. Hello, good afternoon to you, it is 8 minutes past the hour of the 1300 hours. When people were doing time things in school, me, I was playing outside, so we read it a little bit different, but you guys understand most. It's 8 minutes past the hour of one, and we are cruising and controlling, and we are riding this thing till the wheels fall off, and then we get it. We retire. Cannibal. Hello. Hey. You know, sometimes I want to play a certain kinds of music, no? And then I realize that artists swear so much. You can't really censor that one. And you know, I've had a good streak, you know. 4 years. Good streak. No vulgar what. We are going to year 5 here at Eagle FM. No vulgar what. Hey, nice girl. Hey. You know, I've never even had a slip up. You know, I'm praying for it. I'm just saying, Kucha. I'm very proud of myself. 4 years. No slip up. Hey, no swearing even. I just let the world go ride around in my little heart. So ladies and gentlemen, we're doing cruise control. We're doing a little bit of my world. And what I do in this little time that I have here on air, right, is I unwind and I unstress. And also I allow my spirit to roam within the musical realm and the conversation realm. And then we see exactly where we land and we see exactly what we are going to be given. Now, if you guys are wondering, right, there's a little sway with it. There's a little sway that comes with the matriarch these days. And it's just because the matriarch is walking within, girl. Don't worry about it. We're walking within. Unandi saw. We are walking within. Shakalama shakampala. You know what? I spent the last 30 minutes with Onangolo. Tatenangi. Hey, Tatenangolo. And I think that he is just as chilled as we see him on TV, ne? Ah, guys, eh? Ah, Tatenangolo. Nangolo Zambumba. Yeah. He's a nice man, that man, man. He's a nice chilled man, you know? He's got that teacher vibe. Teachers are not supposed to be aggressive. Teachers are very patient. Yeah. And attentive. So when he's listening to you, he's listening to you fully. When he's talking to you, he's talking to you fully, no matter who's greeting on the side. And I liked it. So one of these days, I've asked him, if we can talk about the psychology, when it comes to the veterans, you know, like what did they go through and emotional trauma and all of that and how they are coping and dealing with it after independence, you know, and what he has done, you know, for coping mechanisms and where he comes from. So I'm hoping, right, that one of these days I'll have him seated here on a beautiful Saturday, because, you know, seniors, they don't like night things. So I'll see if I can get him in studio and we will discuss. But apart from that, I am wonderful. I am still fat. I didn't lose weight. Boom, boom. I'm so fat. And, I'm still beautiful. I'm still fat, still beautiful. The hair is done. You know, there was a customer that was complaining, Kuchavele. You didn't do your hair, matriarch. Hello, darling.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, darling. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you. Oananga ponengo ondoka.
I am just the same as I am.
You're just the same, eh? Me, I'm still fat. Still the same.
You're still fat.
The diet didn't work, my dear. Still fat.
Oh, you must go to the Herbal Life.
I'm not going to Herbal Life, my dear. I don't want losing weight to be expensive. I don't care. If I will not lose it via stress, then I will keep it. Are you?
You must get the first one so that you can lose the weight.
Me, I'm not going to lose the weight like that. I just want God to miraculously just say, okay, Okanaha, no, oh, this child has tried. Let us give her a flat stomach. Then I wake up with a flat stomach most. Like, why is it that he can make miracles, raise people from the dead, but he cannot give me a flat stomach?
But these years I never see some lot of ladies, they don't have just flat stomach.
We don't care. Because all of the ladies that you see have children.
lot of them, they are not having flat stomach.
Where 90% of us, we have children and they drink beer.
Oh, that's why they develop those big kapunda.
The big kapunda is because somebody used to live there in your stomach. Mwaza o mwaza.
Oh, that's why it developed like that.
Mwaza o mwaza kanakameme. No matter what you do, mwaza o mwaza. If somebody came out of your body, somebody just came out of your body, you cannot put your stomach back to apparently what. No. Hey, we are within. We can go to the gym. The other girls, they are going to the gym, huh? They are going and they are having flat stomachs and nice buttocks, my dear. As we just look at them, it was like, okay, mother, to don't
even though they go to the gym.
They are hot, those ones. We are like, wow, you are so dedicated. that time I'm telling you, wow, like that while I'm eating a pie.
they are just okay like that. They are just hot like that.
No, they can be hot, my dear. As we'll just say, yes, fat. As long as the person that sees you naked is not complaining, then it's okay. Because me, the person that sees me naked, is the same one that is buying the pie.
Yeah.
I know, take you are hungry. I'm like, am I hungry? Yes, you are hungry. Oh, okay. I don't even know when I'm hungry or not. So I'm like, this one, he wants to make me an African woman. Apparently, African women, they are very round. They are very thick. So him, he's very motivated there by the African woman. You just see, even when he's passing somewhere, you see him going to buy a watermelon. Here's your watermelon. I'm like, thank you. I have a knife in my bag.
Yes,
it's me like that.
You see, that's an African woman.
And no, it's an African woman, my dear. So, we are just here. So, but how have you been? Like, how's your life?
I'm just okay. I'm just this side. From there is where I stay most.
Are you making money? Are you happy? Or what is the plan?
I'm just happy. I'm just focusing on every day I wake up, I just make a plan to make something better.
Yeah.
So that when I reach the end of the year, I get something that can lift my life up.
Yeah. And it's working, eh?
Yeah, it's working.
Okay, I'm very proud of you. As long as we are here and as long as we are pushing, even if it's just a small step, it's fine, man.
It's fine. As long as you are moving up.
As long as you are moving up, it's fine. Even if it's just one step and the other kids are taking 20 steps, it's okay. As long as we are not standing still, Moss.
It's not, as long as you are not just on one, at one place.
Exactly.
As long as you are moving.
Exactly.
You are moving up.
That's very good.
It's very nice. As long as you are getting what you aim.
Yeah. Now this year also, when we are going to start Kunaringa, I want you to add other vegetables, man, meta.
Meta, which one now?
No, I think you must put carrot seeds.
Carrot in the field.
To tarengero tai piti?
I don't think so. It will work.
But you didn't try, Moss. Then put something else. To tarengero meta ndonore hangwa muzinga, something else.
But it can work.
Shashi, no. Ethimbondi okunomvura, Moss. It's rainy season and the things will not die, man.
Yeah, they will not get burned up by the sun, but I think it will work.
Yeah, then you just add a little just to see. even spinach, just to see if it's going to, if it's going to now work. Just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
But I will try the carrots.
Try carrots, but carrots take a lot of water. So when the rain starts raining, like serious rain, because you know most there between in the middle of December, it starts raining serious. When it starts raining serious, then you throw your seeds. Then we see if they will germinate.
Throwing the seeds of the carrots.
I don't know if you're going to throw them or you're going to plant them like white people.
Unless you planted them.
Maybe, but I'm just saying that this year our plan with our fields is that we are going to throw in things that are not usually there, even if it's just 5 seeds. To see if if we can throw in potatoes, like, you know, if you keep a potato, if you keep a potato like in a cupboard, and then it gets those things on the sides, like yafa umen ota ukoko on the side of the flower or of the potato, ne? Do you know that potato, you just like inside the house itself, right? You just otoningi kwara nao ato turapwaru hoho, and then you put that potato into the ground and then you water.
Yeah, it can work.
It can work, man. Kesherero andonga re tupika gautuano. It can work, man.
Yeah, but it can work, I think, because the rain last time is raining.
Yes. But me, that's what I'm going to do, my dear.
Now you are growing there in Windhoek way.
I'm going to grow there at the village. That's why me, I'm telling you people my plans. When we are going to start plowing our field, me and my best friend, we are going to throw in things. As we are throwing in things, we are throwing in watermelon seeds from town. And we are from the shop, and we are throwing in spanspek, and then we are throwing in dungu. We will throw in us. And then we say, kuchashitashi kokota tashi kokota shitashi komeho nashi e komeho wa.
Shitashi komeho tashi nga komeho.
Tashi komeho, shitashi kwata nashi kwata. Oshiri?
Yeah, it's true.
Gandhi katra inga no hono kukuki tiki ika kautu. Ashe kuchan.
Famata iku. Do it.
Mara, the thing is that ondiwete kucha ohaiku kutashashino mostora momwene omunoka pakete akithanwa mashed potatoes. Mashed potatoes. Mashed potatoes you just put in water and then it just germinates. So that means ihakautu ya kukutikwa and then you just put in like that, mos. So pamwinga mos.
You just put it in the soil.
I'm saying the mashed potatoes is already, it's already edible, but it's dry. It's dry potato powder.
Oh, dry potato powder.
So I'm checking now, cause me, I'm not about that hunger life.
Yeah.
No. Andika kunana na cabbage danje, ndetandidi tete ufine and ndetandidi kukutiki.
It means if you dry the cabbage, then you pound them in the...
What's this? I don't know, man. Shanyengano spinach, shawi turamontenya, ohai kukutara nawa.
Yeah, just the skill, but I never tried the cabbage, but the tomatoes I know.
There's no one that can teach you the skill, my brother. You just have to experiment. You just have to experiment and see, this one is not going to work. This one is going to work. Then you just try. Because you will not die if you try something new. Shashino, everything that we are in right now is new things that was created by somebody else. And then one person got tired of eating onona. And said, "Kucha man, kashimashino ngiro toshi ningusila ano." And now here we are. Now here we are to nimbobo. Maragas ina tu paro atu
tulimbo boka. Ija ngiko yale ifuluki fala ningo yale ailiwala nga tanshomo na kiko shitisho shene waje.
Yaje ke iliwange atisho shona.
Ehe kweteko. Do kuna ron kwa ita kumwaroro ka kuchangite vuru kaya ndisho shono ija ndafukazira ka.
Etama nakucha natu ikongelo plana.
Nakucha natu ite ni pamwe muzo shima. Hai mwazuu sila no shike no mwazuu sila. Oh maru sila mbuno atu vurunga shape utulamo mea. Hai shape utulamo mea. Shima ala shape
ina shita.
Shato toka mbadaro anu kushiteleka atu shitacho lungo mginu. Oh imbobo shea wa.
Then you find out that you can make a porridge.
My dear, no katete no. Oporija no katete, no ntaku, no ikwil.
Mm.
Oh, all in one product.
All in one product.
Eh-heh. Onkwa itango no yokwara lolokane no hokucha. Oh, andu kararanda sonjara mara omeane omeya kakara mepunda. Maybe something else. Ngero nda kususira mbuno, tandi kususira mbuno, ushike utirigane chande umixa pamwe andikusa ne uhutumbuya uzihuya ngere ndani ngingawano itashirongwano what's the love shoop oshosho
it can work
oh it is not even it can work it is working my dear atende hapa na watu nuanta kuthetu omarobu hijau my goodness.
And then they make now the well-known umoja what they call.
My dear. Oshimosha mixer. So we are fine, man. Let us keep experimenting and let us keep trying. But the idea is to just try something. Because it will not kill you. It will not kill you if you try it. Nothing will happen. Just don't put in poisonous things. Shashi, I know a girl that makes cake from Omahangu. With cake, like cake.
The cake.
Not even aweka isho ikwila o shi cake arangeshara shoshenara shinara e fula no shike like just like the cake you buy in ShopRite.
Oh
yes. Deo neha ngwara kana kameme. So
yeah. These people they know a lot of things.
It's not knowing a lot of things. People are willing to try things. That's,
just try something that can bring up something.
Oh, shit. Do you know that omboga na yo yala iliwalo ntalalanga onde tatulolo ka shashino ini maika ningana na ishashino ayole la mombiga totwa kuso inji. Tapu ya noga kulupe kamwe takati. Man! Shima shino nge tatula apo kasha kongi nde tashukukutane tatukara atuli. Oza omboga ya kukutikwa. Tapu kayo kakulupe kamwe takati. Man! Omboga nejino hayona na ngero tani ngano makakala opo shima kashikare ashikara shuza shinene makakaka varwa.
Punane
punane ntugu mwa talendo botati. Ai! Uni mambunu tigane ngika kendo bondinu ya uvarwa. Ya uli wano. Ya uli wano ngika mani. Yota ipo. Kunane wa mando boge njige njige menkoro ndishi. Yota likola ku umboro mambu yutirigane kendo bo. Choka. Yota hopora. Yota tula kumwenge. Yota anda. Ha? Ekaka le kundu. Nenge ekundu nga?
Ekundu?
Ya, ekaka le kundu la varwa.
A very tasty for one.
My dear, the best of the best.
Yeah.
Punangau mwe atara katana kamija keli mija mwe ataka shoshona. Koka shunga ne kafoka oka huaka mwe keli meta moka. Man, ano kahwa hano ngerondeka ukusa nde tika ninga nao yaka ninge ngangi ka eka keto e. Hai, ukatale o kashemetele. Kashemetele kavalwa, kashemetele oko hoka. Kavalwa.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So at the end of the day, oshiri, tu senyaro njara, O tunanga untiguli membo atuti. Ah! Tu dengwa konka gaman. Oshi imagino, ngeo tawa fulu mwondhika nguno. Hehehe. Tu kamo neyo kumondhika.
Kasava.
Kasava. Ondhiko gongo, ozala. Hato shika nanganga o. Enongerondeyano no njoro nguno itandikusa moshanga o hi nande moshike. me via muno chua otembo catfish delicacy delicacy eh no iguanga ne shimwe sha fo nyanga ngange mangi ko nyanga o iguanga shino hashili wa man
iguanga sha shini bo
shini oh hatenga mbuno tatuli elumerineka
oh
hata mane ninganga o
elumerineka
eh elumerineka
that one
you put it in the meat. Like me, I put it in a lot of places, man.
Yeah, but it's nice in the meat, the fish. It can bring up a nice smell.
It can. Very much. And
very
a nice,
nice
flavor. Not even just the smell, it's a flavor. My dear.
Yeah. Is having shimoka pindi keli kwa keto flavor that
my dear eheno olimo njira hatenga mba no. So at the end of the day, if you're not willing to try or shiri shiri, you will just suffer.
You just suffer.
Me, the only thing I needed in my life was my own bambulen house. Ndi dhani ni mane.
Yeah, wapumoka ningelima kuna wapumoka ninge kuna kuleka.
Yeah, hey, kuna kuleka no.
Hey, is it, why
kuna
is kuleka
is too modern.
Too modern.
Hey, kuna kuleka hai. Hey. Kuna kuleka oh, nando atura kon nilonga ho etaka karara kesko kudi kuningosha.
Elevate kundi
kuningosha ino. Toka haluka nangwe nangwe mwene toti ai nandi kutumine netu tungiso kandingo shoketo. Mukala amuzi.
Which side do you want? You want
Awe, kona matende huyaka?
Kona matende, ana matende hawa wafina.
Kona matende, roko nyati, roko nyulae hui, roko, roko, oh, roke yeah, rambo.
Roke rambo.
Kone tulifo.
Ah, that side is very far.
Very far from who?
It's very far and it's too much sense.
Very far from who? From who, my dear, if I move my whole family? Ndiri nare na kwenezimo iyi kwaponare. Very far from who? Ngeni haku talero hapo noho?
Hey.
Aye. Why? I will come to you.
Unamatende. You know that side also, unamatende.
Eh? Tuko namatende no kwa shimbaba. Go to
that side is too much boot, too much deep.
Eheno, okotwahala, okotuli, eheno. As we like Mother Nature.
You like Mother Nature?
Mother Nature ne shiningiluta.
Wanamatende. Yeah. It's very far, man. I know
very far from who?
From town.
However, very far from who?
From the town. Not
from town. Now we don't need town.
Hey,
tatukata la moshke. We already passed town.
We needed to go to do some shopping sometimes, but it's very far. Oh, so yesterday the topic was fine in the evening time.
It was nice, ne?
Yeah, it was nice. I listened some parts there.
You enjoyed
the
it, ne?
Yeah, I listened some clips there.
Yeah, you heard what the people are saying. You people must not use banana yourself.
Oh, now.
Hey, now people munu mbada. Yeah. Shone atende. Atulongo ngao.
The
problem is not that you are doing it. The problem is when you do something and that thing takes over your life. That's when the problem comes in. When you stop going to work because you are just watching porn. When you stop having coitus with your person because you are just watching porn. When your life starts revolving around something that is bad, then that's bad. So if you watch once a month, once in 2 months, once in 3 months, then that one is most not an addiction. The problem is when it becomes an addiction to you.
Benedict, you just, every time you just watching them.
My dear, every time you are just looking for money to pay for your super away so that you can watch your videos. For 4 hours, the dengue ekoshim.
Just writing big stuff.
My dear, the to nanga wa uliye kemo ndu damu yo jimono kuchamo.
Will you get thin?
Tweet danene ke brur.
I'm asking, will you get thin?
You will get thin, Moss, because it's too, you don't eat, you don't bath, you don't do anything, you're just in the room. Just playing with yourself. You get thin. People bring the food, you just feel like you're wasting time by eating. Because you need to watch your things.
You just feel like time is being wasted.
Exactly. And then the problem is that later on, the pawn that you start with is not the pawn that you end up with always. It becomes more intense. First, you start with these ones that are doing government. Eh? Later on, it becomes boring. Then you start going to other types of porn. And now other types of porn are so different and they become more inhumane and degrading as you go up. Because then you see here it was just government and you were happy with this, right? It was just government. It was two people, just the two of them. It was a nice space. It's clean. It's what? It's neat. Right? Yeah. And then later on, as time goes on, this one of government and neatness becomes boring for you because you watched it too much. Then you are saying you want something else. So now you are going to start looking for two girls and one guy. Eh? And then after that, you move from two girls and one guy, and then it's one girl and six guys. Eh? And then you move to, rape porn. Yeah? Like, so now if you get to something like rape porn, right? Yeah. Then in rape porn, there is aggression. In rape porn, it is porny, it is rapey. You understand? Now, if that starts to stimulate you, is there not something wrong with you then watching, like, because you have to ask yourself, what exactly am I watching that is getting me stimulated? You are watching a guy grab a woman in the dark and she doesn't want and forcing her, right? And this is what is stimulating you. So later on, even within your sexual relationship with your partner, you will see that you don't like government anymore. You don't like this one anymore. You don't like multiple anymore. Now you want now your partner to scream, for example, right? Yeah. You want your partner to be screaming. You want your partner to do all the things that you have seen, right? In the porn that you have watched. You want your partner to start doing those things. But your partner is most an ordinary person. Those other people are paid actors. Like for me, I'm not going to be screaming, rape. Hey, we are most not doing that. We are most just, this is consensual most. But now you are not stimulated by the way, I'm doing it because I'm boring, right?
Yes,
I'm boring because I'm not like the porn stars. Right? So when you get to that, you start doing certain things in the bedroom that for you, it stimulates you and you are happy. But the truth is that it is changing your behavior. And eventually, even if you don't want to say that it is so, eventually you become an offender of what you are watching.
Yeah.
It's just the same as a person that is on drugs. Yeah. Eventually especially with strong drugs, right? Eventually with drugs, you end up either in psychiatric, either in the cemetery or in jail. Right? Because in order to feed your addiction, you need resources. Now you start with your own resources until you have zero, you have nothing. Not even shoes, you have nothing. And then you start stealing other people's things.
You destroy everything, then you start stealing again.
Yeah, then you start touching other people's things. First you destroy yourself, and you destroy your own things, then you start touching other people's things. And touching other people's things causes you to go to jail. Touching other people's things can cause you to get killed.
Yeah, I'll be
shot. Yes. While you are stealing, you get shot. And then also, the amount of times that you put your brain through drugs There, or even alcohol, because alcohol is also a drug. The amount of times that you put, one day your mind will just surrender.
Yes.
When your mind surrenders, and this is what people don't understand, right? You can't fix certain things. You can't fix your mind. You can't, it stays with you. So if you had alcohol induced psychosis, that means there was something that happened inside your mind, ne? That is going to leave your mind never the same again. You can refrain and you can keep it away and you can manage it, but your brain will never be the same again.
Yes.
You understand? So that is the same concept with every addiction. Every single addiction ends the same. All of it ends the same. It's either psychiatric, it's either jail, or it's either the cemetery.
Yeah.
Every single addiction, I'm telling you now, every single addiction ends the same. It's only that some people don't consider certain things as addictions and they don't see the likelihood of things like drugs, like the consequences of drugs happening to you that is just doing porn. Because porn looks like it's just, I'm just at home. I'm not going out there to get HIV and STDs from these women. I'm just be myself. I trust my hand. It looks innocent, right? And one could say it is innocent because it's masturbation. You are relieving yourself. It's fine, right? It looks innocent until the porn content and consumption now has to change to feed your needs because you have taken too much of it. You know, when you become dependent on a substance, right? You start being resilient to it. That is why even when you get antibiotics, certain antibiotics don't work on you twice in your lifetime. Certain antibodies, right? They don't work with you. Just like you can't get chickenpox twice.
Yes.
Because your body has now built antidotes to keep away chickenpox. And you also got the vaccination for it. You can't get measles twice. You can't get all of these twice. Not unless you are very, very different and your immune system is very, very weak. But apart from that, a normal human being, you don't get that again because your body becomes now, it knows how to fight chickenpox. Yes, it knows how to fight chickenpox. It knows how to fight this antibiotic. It knows how to fight all of this. And that is the same. So now when you take in too much of this, right, it wants a bigger dose. So when you drink alcohol, right? Have you ever met somebody? Do you drink alcohol?
Me?
Mm.
Yes.
Okay. How many beers does it take to get you drunk now, at your age now?
Maybe just two.
Two, ne? But do you remember when it used to take a glass?
When I must take a glass.
Yeah, like back then, one glass used to get you drunk, Moss.
No, maybe just three.
Three glasses.
Yeah.
Which is one beer.
It's one beer.
So now one beer doesn't get you drunk anymore. Now you need two. You see how you are growing?
Yes.
Yeah. So that means your body is also becoming resistant to one beer because your body is accustomed to those three. So if, like for me, for example, I used to be the type of person that can drink a crate. Like throughout the day, I can drink a crate. I used to be. That's why I stopped, because I saw these things which are, like, guys, a crate is 12 beers. A crate is 12 beers. Addicted. No, I was addicted.
Because 12 beers, like you're drinking water.
Yeah, because 12 beers is like I'm drinking water. So in the morning when I wake up, I'm already on my first beer. By 10 o'clock, I'm on my third beer. By 12 o'clock in the afternoon, I'm on my fourth beer. This is when I start to slow down because it's a bit hot. And then 12:30, I'm on my next beer. It's like by the time it's 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, I'm going to bed and I've finished my crate. Yeah, you understand. But I only get drunk there at 5, 6 o'clock. So the whole day I'm fine. I'm cooking. I'm washing the kids' things. I'm cleaning. Yeah, I'm making phone calls. I'm listening to music. I'm having a good day. You understand?
Yes. Yes.
So that is what a substance does to you when you are becoming dependent on it and when you are becoming resilient towards the doses, right? Because even when I started drinking, I used to get drunk off of one beer. And then now it's a crate. At beer number 12, that's when I get drunk, right? I'm telling you, just look at the difference from one beer to 12, right? And that's when you, it's a lot. So it consider it to be the same when it comes to pornography. What you start with, right, is not what you're going to end with. And what you're going to end with is dangerous.
Dangerous.
Yes, because even up until today, I've been sober for what? I've been sober for 9 years. Is it nine? Yeah, it's nine. 8, 9. Okay. I've been sober for 9 years, right? And up until now, my liver is still recovering because my liver is like a centimeter bigger than it's supposed to be because of the alcohol intake. Yeah.
Yeah,
so now, and imagine if it has been 9 years since I touched a drop of alcohol, me, right? And my liver is still recovering from the amount of drinking that I was doing.
Yeah.
Still, almost a decade, and it's still recovering.
Still recovering because
it was a lot.
It was too much damage.
Yes, it was a lot. So imagine if I'm drinking a crate on Saturday. Am I not drinking a crate on Sunday? Yeah. That's a crate again. Yes.
A crate again.
Exactly. And it's not like the money was not there.
The whole month, yeah,
exactly. And then I get bored of the beer. Yes, I get bored of the beer. And I didn't like dumpies because dumpies have this aftercut taste. So I was always rolling with my big beers, you know?
Just bringing the big one.
Yes. And then I also change from beer to wine.
Yeah.
When I'm feeling fancy, I drink wine. But me, I don't drink one bottle. I drink at least 3 bottles.
When you get that you drink.
Yeah. Ooh. I saw that I drink alcohol. Like, because I looked at the crate and I was like, yes, sir. Is that my crate?
what about the other crate that they say is six addiction or what?
No, just hold the thought quickly so that we can just touch on this again.
Okay.
Usave's combo for just $99 Namibian is so popular that we gladly repeat it. Hurry to get yours. All your essential products for just $99 Namibian. 1 kilogram each of Rice King rice, top score or Bokomo super maize meal, sugar king white or brown sugar, 500 grams pasta polana or pasta king, and 750 milliliter Rite brand sunflower seed oil. That's 5 products for only $99 Namibian. We all save at Usave.
Listen to Eagle FM in Ludritz at 91.2 FM. Listen to Eagle FM.
Alrighty. Good evening, friend. Mm-hmm. Willem.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, so that's exactly what happens within porn addiction as well. You start with ordinary porn, right? Where you are just stimulated by people that are having coitus, right? It's nothing extra. It's not like people are on the roof and they are jumping on it and then they turn around 6 times and then they uppercut. It's nothing, it's nothing extra. It's just ordinary, you know, government and they are laying here, small sound here and there, you know, nice and neat.
Yeah.
Later on, that nice and neat, it doesn't do it for you anymore. Just like that, later on, that one beer doesn't get you the way you want to be anymore. So you need another beer. So you need a different intensity within the porn that you're watching. And then after that, you need an intensity. Now, what happens with the intensity, especially when it comes to sexual activities, right, is that we dabble into different avenues when it comes to pornography because government remains government. Missionary style remains missionary style. Doggy style remains doggy style. You know, girl on top, it remains that. Wheelbarrow 69, all of that remains that. So that is the fundamentals of sex.
Yeah.
That is the basics of sex, right? So what happens with porn addiction, it's not like, oh, I want a deeper basics. Eh? Or I want extra basics because basics are basics. So what happens is that we move outside of the norm and the basics of traditional sex, and we move to with addition. So with addition, you can either choose now from traditional sex with, now you're moving into traditional sex with addiction, with addition, right? It could be now that the porn you stumbled upon is a porn with, maybe a woman that is having a vibrator or a clitoris toy or something. Right? And then at that point, you become aroused. You're like, oh, okay, I like this one. My body's reacting. Then tomorrow you watch it again and it doesn't give you the same kick. So we are constantly chasing a high. We're constantly chasing something that gives us that, you know, that, ooh, that pump to the heart. So tomorrow when you, so tomorrow when you go and watch the one with a girl in the sex toy, then you don't, it doesn't kick you like that anymore. Then you maybe go and watch one with a girl in a sex toy and a guy. Then you're like, ah, this one's nice. This one's nice as Shoshuashi. Yeah. And then after 2 days of watching that, right? It's not nice anymore.
Because
you are constantly chasing a high. That feeling that you first, that feeling that you first stumbled upon it, ne? You are chasing that feeling. So then you move on. I want to watch Asian porn, eh? So now it's just Chinese girls, eh? Now it's just Chinese girls with school skirts. You're like, I like this. Now, the problem is that you are conditioning your mind to certain images, right? And part of the conditioning of your mind to certain images is that when you see them in real life, you might be aroused. So if you're watching small, tiny Chinese girls with school uniform, and you go driving past a high school, and you see that same type of uniform, and on the same type of build, eh?
Yes.
Is it not going to cause some form of sexual emotion within you? Yeah, it is. Because it is. And that is why many people don't understand the sugar daddy syndrome. But the sugar daddy syndrome has to go back to what the sugar daddy is watching. The sugar daddy is not watching adults have sex. The sugar daddy is watching, adults, consenting adults, yes, that look like children. And their foreplay and their acting script is written school girl with senior guy. So when this senior guy drives past the high school and he sees that same check design of uniform on this small child or small girl, right? Then it is sexual arousal. Then it becomes sexual. And that's when your porn addiction now becomes dangerous, because now your porn addiction is no longer within the sphere of just visuals. Now you want to act out these visuals in real life, because also porn is not doing it anymore, because you don't want to be fondling yourself. So now you want to live through your fantasies, right? And then that's how this girl becomes a fantasy. That's how you can now start dating this small child, this underage child, and you are not even offended by the fact that she's coming to you in school uniform, because you like it. Because you've watched it from porn, because you like it, because it gets you aroused already. That is why I've always said that nobody can read anybody's age on their foreheads. Why are these men being crucified for sleeping with younger girls? It's because wherever they are seen with younger girls in school uniform.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, but they can't have the younger girl as a girlfriend or a concubine without the school uniform, because the school uniform is the one that arouses me.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? So now you as a sugar daddy, you start sleeping with this younger girl. And then this younger girl, is sleeping also with her boyfriends from school. And the boyfriend is also sleeping with 10 other kids. And then you get the AIDS, and then you take it to your wife, right? And then your wife also finds out about the younger girl. And then your wife makes a mess out of it and calls the mother of this child. And then you are going to jail for statutory rape. Every single addiction, right, leaves you in three places. It's either jail, it's either cemetery, or it's either, or the insane asylum.
Yeah.
No addiction ends well.
Yeah,
because no, even if you are saying that you are gambling, right? You can be poor, poor. You can be rich, 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 and then you gamble all your resources until you are poor, poor, poor. Do you know what happens to you? Do you know what happens to you amongst these three? Your mind will never be the same again. Ever. Even if you are not in the hospital of insane asylum, something changed. And it is psychological. That walking and talking to yourself on Wari would mesh it, eh? Yes.
And if that guy will not drive it again, you'll be sad footing.
My dear, Shashino, you gambled it away. You understand? That is exactly what happens with addiction. Addiction doesn't end well, guys. There's no addiction in this world that ends well. You can say that, I'm not doing anything. I'm just addicted. There was this girl that is addicted to eating petrol or drinking petrol, right? Now, we that are addicted to big, big things, we might think that her addiction is not bad. But do you know what it does? She's consuming petrol in a body that is not supposed, that is not a car. A body doesn't take petrol. It's not a car. So what happens? It eats through her intestines, and what happens? She dies. We all end in these three places with addictions. I'm telling you, we end up in the police station. We end up in jail. In jail or the cemetery or the insane asylum. It doesn't end any other way for addicts. No matter what you are addicted to. That is why you have to change. Even with money addiction, because some people are like, yeah, but not money, matriarch. Even with money addiction, do you know what happens with money addiction? Money becomes not enough.
Yeah, it's true.
Because you get the first thrill when you steal the first 10,000. Then you get away with it. Then you're like, no, let me push my luck, man. 50K. Then you get it right. And then it's 100K. And then you guys are eating the country's money. 1 million tenders. $1 million just falling on top of, onto your account, net sewer. That's just your cut. Do you know what happens from that million? It becomes not enough. Even if you, it becomes not enough. Because we've seen people's bank accounts, right? And you are like, if you are making like 400,000 after taxes every month, how is that not enough for you? Like, you're renting, how is that not enough? Because it's later on, money is an addiction.
Money is addicting.
Yes. Now it's addicting to get the money. And you have no use for it, but the thrill of chasing money, that becomes your addiction. So now, what happens is that you become sloppy because you are greedy and you are an addict. So you are a junkie. So every deal that is there, even the deals that are not well thought of, you want to be part of it because you want the money. And then you know what happens now when you go into deals that are not well thought of. ACC comes, Anti-Corruption Commission comes. And then what? And then what? Jail.
Jail.
It's just the same way as this ambassador that killed himself here, the South African one.
That one.
It is the same. I told you. It is an addiction because the whole time he's stealing money is not a problem. Now that it's time maybe that he's being investigated and he knows that he's not, right? What does he do? He commits suicide. See? You end in death, you end in jail, or you end up crazy. It's one of these three, my friend, but there's no escaping it. Not unless you are escaping it in a way of leaving the things alone. Leave the things alone. If you don't want to be a porn addict one day, leave porn alone. If you don't want to be an alcoholic, leave alcohol alone. If you don't want to be a drug addict, leave drugs alone. If you don't want to be addicted to pills, leave pills alone. If you don't want to be addicted to eating, leave eating alone. You know, in a way of moderate. I'm not saying live boring lives like the matriarch, right? Because me, I have my vices. I have my vices. I have my things that I like also, that are bad. You know, I'm a smoker. I smoke cigarettes.
Yeah.
You know? So I have my thing that I like. Yeah? It's also very bad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but there are other things that I wouldn't touch because I don't know how to handle the repercussions of that one. But also, it's not that I don't want to stop smoking. I also want to stop smoking one day. But when I'm ready to drop it, right? I hope that I can drop it. Because I know that what is going to come from there is what? Is cancer. Yeah? It's written even on the packets that we are buying every day. Yeah? It's written, they even went the extra mile to drop pictures. Take pictures.
Make pictures there.
My dear, but we can still go into a shop and say, can I have a packet of Pomo Red, please?
We are still buying.
Exactly. Exactly. So it's really just an addiction. You understand?
Oh.
And yes. And one day when the doctor says, oh my goodness, God forbid now. Oh my goodness, Miss Matriarch, you have cancer. I'll be like, oh.
Yes.
I won't be crying like, oh my goodness, I just can't believe this happened to me because I know what I've been doing. Yeah. Mm. The thing that, if somebody were to tell me that, you're HIV, there I will cry. I will even ask for a retest, and I know, I know that I'm not busy in that avenue. And also, even with blood transfusions and stuff, I'm not busy like that. You know? So, that one I will cry, but if it's this one, cancer, you know, cancer, tuberculosis, or TB, you know, what else, bronchitis,
it's true.
Yeah, so addictions are addictions. It's just like that. So it's up to us as people to evaluate, especially with porn addiction. With porn addiction, we don't see it coming. You won't see it coming. You just see yourself changing from one avenue to another. When you start this one, you are not feeling it anymore. And also remember, when you take long to get aroused by your sexual partner, and you watch a lot of porn, it's also a sign. It's a sign that now your mind takes long to be stimulated by a human being and you need visuals, right? You need visuals to start assisting you in that avenue. Then later on you guys are going to the what? You guys are going to the hospital. And it's like, yeah, he's having erectile dysfunction. Now you are angry because you know you're not having erectile dysfunction because when you watch porn, But when it comes to the real thing, when you are looking at it like this, the things are not standing.
Madala is just sleeping.
Sleeping.
Oh.
He's just sleeping. But it's not erectile dysfunction. It's nothing like that. It is more about where your mind is at and what has happened during your addiction to make you less easy to trigger when it comes to coitus. My dear, Nando Kuriaro, Ale Tasha, my dear. Oh, that's Andy and Dicatare, Coca Zimbarambara. Coca video! Shower Tarane Coca video, Matai, Tasika Mane, Engue, Tokaningani.
Oh,
so much work.
Very bad, yo.
Oh, it's too much work, even.
Too much work.
Atuningi mbongi kwa wilidhiri mpali. Totala mango kema kwa, So, tunane kutura no... Atutura nembero ongo viko mitse ukare totala po utsikile.
Oh.
Hamota huu.
Okay, then you're done. Then you're later again after few... Then you continue again, you're watching, then you can start again.
That's the thing now. And at first it will be fine, right? Until me, that is your partner, starts getting offended, kucha, I know, are those people sexy for you and me? I'm not sexy. Eh. We are ne kuna ne or BBL takoli mwele kalinanando cellulite aimwe kalinanando dimples ah looki la la fa la turuake balona inge flat stomach no magunjika skamange and that is the illusion that comes with pornography. The women are often perfect, and now us in real life, we are fat, okay? We are fat, we are thin, we are short, we are dark, we are tall. As in real life, we are not like those people. We have problems. People are at work like that. Yeah, that is their job. They are supposed to look like that. As we go to work, we go to radio. Yeah, now our bum is also just flat because we sit, you know? So now you guys are comparing. We are comparing our lovers to porn stars. Now you don't like your husband because your husband is having one peck. No matter how far I think one, no, it's panangange. Kwachana kapunda ke, eyo kapunda ne, kwachana kapunda ke, kuka komeho, neta kora fara denga no ipana, no tata hulu ne, umuli po yo, yeho le kukaro wala. And he doesn't look like a supermodel. You see? So when this guy comes, you are like, there by the pona ne, okunai go on kwaita umwena enoka takonga keli pongange keli nga no ka flat stomach kena or 8-pack, you understand shima shopan, you know, and then nompini ne umwe wate terapo ongorongei. Wow. No mi sipane koma kono koma kulwa kuheho no yeno ho mwana wa yo kwa kulwa na wa mbera nengo nginya no yo tani nguni mawe no kalungo kucha hey babe. Wow. Che shane watarane wae ninguno shai hulo kwa fare efumara diti kwa no mbale. Then you start saying, I'm not attracted to my husband. It's not because you're not attracted to your husband, you watch too much porn.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm getting attracted to those ones.
Yeah, you are attracted to actors. You're not attracted to real life people, because in real life people come in all shapes, sizes and things.
Yes.
Yeah, and the one that you are having looks like this. Now people are pressurizing one another to look a certain way within the relationship, but it's because of bad habits that they have within the background. So now you want me to have a flat stomach, you want me to have a nice firm bum, you want zero cellulite and zero stretch marks, and also my breast must be up here, maronda amithuno na ujuali, I've been pregnant, and I'm a working mom, and all these things. So you are comparing me now and this body with an Asian girl or a Japanese girl or a mulatta girl or a Nubian African goddess girl. Eh? That has no kids. And even if she has kids, plastic surgery has worked wonders there. Because she gets paid a lot. Yeah. They're at porn star. Yeah. So now you compare my body to this person's body. Then you make me feel bad for having this body. But yet, I have this body because I birthed your children.
Yeah, it's true.
And women and men think that as women, we don't see their bodies. We know that they have ugly bodies. But apparently, but we are not in the business of hurting anybody's feelings. Like, I don't want to hurt my husband's feelings and tell him, kucha, your body's not nice. No! Like, I just work with what I got, you know? I like your toes. Uno ngorongwa now. Wow.
You have a nice everything for me.
Yes, for me. Yeah. You have a nice face for me. Yeah. Mara, with men, on the other hand, you guys are so cruel when it comes to what physiques you guys want, right? And you put so much pressure on women. Because even if you don't tell me to get thin, and even if you don't tell me to get in shape and whatever, what you will do is just cheat on me with somebody that is thin.
Yes.
And then it makes me feel so bad, like I'm so fat, I'm so ugly, I'm so what? And that's what breaks everything.
Break everything.
Yeah. But it just started somewhere, right? Porn addiction.
an addiction. Yep. And the women not get.
No, we do. We are also addicted. That's why we don't like our husband most. Yeah, that's why we don't like our husband. That's why we are like, yeah, madala noho, even just the way he takes, if you see a woman that complains about the duration of time during sex, yeah, it's because she watches porn. If she complains that the sex is too short, it's because she watches porn.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, because porn is most now 20 minutes.
20 minutes.
Hey, hey. Now Madala takes 5 minutes. You're like, oh, I didn't even. Yeah, it's because you watch porn. It's because you watch people having sex for 3 hours. Now you think a normal man can have sex for 3 hours. And
three hours.
Ah,
3 hours.
Hey. Oh! This person is at work. That's what they get paid to do. To continue something that is just many, many, very, very long. Alright, William. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Alright, thank you very much, Medria.
Hey, what? Stop watching porn.
Yeah, early.
Ciao. Alrighty, good evening to you, good afternoon to you. It is 8 minutes past the hour of 2 o'clock and you are chilling with Elizabeth here on Elizabeth's World. And I see there with my first caller, he wanted to continue a conversation that we were having around porn addiction last night. And the reason that we were having a conversation around porn addiction is that many of us don't think that it can happen to our children because our children are young. But the thing is that with porn addiction, for example, it's just like when you have eyes, it starts there. Yeah? And the content, it just starts there. You can be in grade 5 and then just start this weird fetish for women's breasts and women's breasts and women's breasts. And then it becomes a thing and then later on you're a porn addict. Playboy magazines, you're a porn addict. There's no correct time to understand something. So just understand it, okay? But further than that, hello. Bye!
This is it, guess we ran our course. No more wondering, now I'm sure. All them days felt like wasted times, and they no longer serve me. Guess we both were on different pages, but on both lovers never lost. And now I hold you down, still lost. And it no longer matters to me who's wrong. Nobody knows what we've been through, so I'll hold you down. I feel lucky to have ever even shared a single page. Even if the ending never stayed the same, I'm so grateful for the memories we made. There's nothing that would change. And all the chapters finally over. Yeah, I can hear you saying, my mind, gotta give it time. To the wounds are healed, I'm close. Don't know how we feel inside. Don't understand the right or dead, no. Yeah. Never turn back the pages I wrote. This is it, guess we ran our course. No more wondering, now I'm sure. All them days felt like wasted times, and they no longer serve me. Guess we both were on different pages, but our both lovers never known. And I will hold you down. See, I
love what you love me. Is what turned me from a boy into a man. Even though it didn't work out how we planned, still gotta thank you for the way you let me in.
me down, I'll never understand. No matter what's wrong with yours, no matter the highs and lows, still need to let you know.
So count on me, I'm here for you.
Now that the page is turned,
we both had to learn.
Don't gotta say too much.
There ain't no bad blood, it's still our love.
This is it, cause we run out. I'm wondering now I'm sure. All them days felt like wasted time. I ain't no longer tell me. Cause we both were on different pages. But our both lovers never lost. And I hold you down. Still hold you. All it no longer matters to me who's wrong. Nobody knows what we've been through. So I'll hold you down. Still hold you. To me, who's wrong? Nobody knows what we've been through. So I'll hold you down. Still.
Oh, no. one born. Lending am now, money born. Cool leg, so cool assess. Nego cool wet, and a cool assess. Yeah, I'm cool, cool, well. Over to cool leg, who's a cool leg? See this coco, give him cool, yeah? Who's the walk, coco? Okay, cool, let's. In this is those emitting. Strooper, Bazoitoli, that toilet in me. My sugar, sang super, was vugel, wang vusel, was vugel, was nigel, this stuff suck. Facts, ya bona banta ba understand.
Uti me na mawe, we were meant for each other. We talibambi san the sun, hamba na, siyo kalimpi lo peche ya.
Amen. Yeah. onda kala handu yako parateza morwe data. Paife, ohandimo kuyadi. Nondaka, ne data, no shoyo o utungwa raka mahupi. O netweka imwe, o kufuta rumwe, o kuinyinga rumwe, o kujapa ndali, fio papa ndauka. O nda pumga o netweka oyo, hai jira jira ya fange. O mafikwa amwe, o handi streaming, o mafikwa amwe, o handi popi. O mafikwa amwe, o handi nigaishe, poshika ndoshimwe. Pamwina parateza, o inda holora, ameha ishi pangere, osho pa umwene. Dira dira oma kwa tafanoni data momkaro wili mwana parika okutuma kutumaraka okustreaminga na okudenga pamwe na Parates konga Parates Namibia always
Alrighty, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Elizabeth's World here on Eagle FM. It is a Saturday. It is a chilled. It is beautiful and it has mercy. Believe me.
Mercy, why you gotta show up looking so good just to hurt me? Why you wanna stop this whole damn world from turning? Mercy, why you hanging on so tight if this ain't working? Why you wanna stop this flame if it's still burning? Cause it's still burning. So if you're gonna break my heart, just break it. And if you're gonna take your shot, then take it. Take it. If you made up your mind, then make it. Make this fast. If you ever love me, have mercy. If you go out tonight and get drunk and lonely, wind up home alone, please don't call me. Say you miss me, no. If you're gonna break my heart, just break it. And if you're gonna take your shot, then take it. Take it. If you made up your mind, then make it. Make this fast. If you ever love me, have mercy. If you're gonna break my heart, just break it. And if you're gonna take your shot, take it, take it. Oh, if you're gonna break my heart, just break it. And if you're gonna take your shot, then take it, take it. If you made up your mind, then make it. If you ever love me, if you ever love me, have mercy. Oh, have mercy. Oh, have mercy. Have mercy.
I had a dream about you. front of me in a white dress, staring in my eyes. I'm hooked to your smile, I can't deny it. I can't believe I'm crying, but I see this is true, you're the one for me. My heart is beating fast to the rhythm of your soul. Andi quasi no kuzbamba inkhiziyo iyavuya. Thathisanga sam. Oh, oh,
ndizinikela kuwe baby, ndiyathembisa ukuthi angeke ndikushiye.
Ndikushiye. You don't have to listen to the naysayers.
Just listen to your heart, boy.
I am uncanny when I'm overwhelmed. Disagreeza guabando. Tikune kintiziyo yam. Tikune kaisanta sam. Andi kwazi nokuzibamba. Intiziyo iyavuya. Tati santa sam.
Eno o
Hello, hello. Good afternoon to you. Welcome to Elizabeth's World. And we are just jiving. We are just chilling. We are just talking. The number in studio is 083-288-401. That is the number in studio. And we are cruising. So now, for you people that have addicts in your lives, this is a song for you. You know, when somebody's breath, or when somebody's lips tastes like Don Julio. Don Julio is alcohol, guys. It's alcohol. It's like saying, when your lips taste like Heineken. Yeah.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. It's an honor to be here. It is with my pleasure that I present to you tonight, Below Zero by Friday.
Summer's over. And you're still not sober. You've been moving too fast. Now the time moving slower. I'm still on the line. When they turn on the lights, it's time to call it in. But I'm still on your mind. Don Julio tastes like water on your lips. You had one too many trips. Trying to run away from home. They like Miami where she live. On a Sunday getting lit. I pray you make it back. 'Cause when September comes around and the leaves are falling, and October's closing in, it's getting scary when November is. Trying to catch you for your heart turn. December's cold, freezing cold. Your temperature's low. Standing at the dark, wanna love you before you get below zero. Baby, it's gonna take some time to get it out your system. All that partying deep in clubs, but you're losing your rhythm. Too much late nights, you don't know what a morning is. Better wake up before you lose out on this. And I ain't got no pride to save you, oh my woman. I just want you inside to give you all my loving. You're losing your soul, but you call it so searching. Oh, I'm losing hope, 'cause all that down to you tastes like water on your lips. You have one too many trips. Tryna run away from home, they like Miami where she live. On a Sunday, get lit. I pray you make it back. 'Cause when September comes around.
You're still sparing me. Tell me why envy me. Lord, I pray you defend me from my enemy. Hope I see it through before I go. Not in our hands, it's in God's hands. Don't know where we're headed on this road. Not
got in our hands. It's in God's plan. I'm standing strong, they fall under me.
Won't let me down, sit down off my feet.
Too many times I fall on my knees. Tryna take the wheel, almost drove off track. Although take the wheel so I won't look back, oh. See who I'm like, as I do. God, they cool, tell me where. Mal tempo, meditate, yeah. I was down low, but you saved me. I know all these times for me. Too many are getting gone, but you're still sparing me. Tell me why you leave me. Lord, I pray you defend me from my enemy. Hope I see. In God's way, no, no, where we're headed on this road, not in our hands, it's in God's way.
All the evil are lacking, people are searching, short life, heaven closing the curtain, man, I could have been dead and gone, 6 feet, but you saved my soul. I saw my conquer, it's permanent, it got to me more than we'll go infinite, when I lock the shoulders cold. You bring me peace like home. I've been through the rain, through fire. Can nobody dim this light when you're on my side. Took an interest in me, now it's double, double. Come and see inflation. I've been through the rain, through fire. Can nobody dim this light when you're on my side. Bring the UV light for my testimony. I know fit to explain. I'm...
I know all he's done for me. Too many are dead and gone, but you're still sparing me. Tell me why you leave me. Lord, I pray you defend me from my enemy. Hope I see it through before I go. Not in our hands, it's in God's way. I know all he's done for me. Too many are dead and gone, but you're still sparing me. Tell me why you leave me. Lord, I pray you defend me from my enemy.
Something about that kiss, girl, it did me in.
case you didn't know, I'm crazy about you. I would be lying if I said that I could live this life without you.
International University of Management, IUM, is excited to announce that applications for the 2026 academic year are now open. Explore a wide range of qualifications across our dynamic faculties and schools. Faculty of Environmental Management and Sustainability Sciences, Faculty of Health Sciences, Faculty of Information and Communication Technology, Faculty of Strategic Management and Business Administration, School of Primary Education, School of Secondary and Postgraduate Education, Postgraduate Studies, and the Graduate School of Business. Whether you are in Ventuk, Kurankuru, Enana, Ongwediva, or Walvis Bay, your future starts at IUM. For more information, visit www.ium.edu.na or call us at 061-433-6000. Go ahead, make the right choice, and step into your future with IUM, a Namibian university dedicated to its people's future.
Lipura nenge no wapumbwa eva tero uliko ni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kudite opoye ekukurile Oshafa fana nongeshe faili mehola mo ihewe kike kovano hile koshiwana Onongeshe fa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka Okupitira oipindi konu konda doi inawa Nune uto otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshe fa omarudi dayo loka Opone ushe njife nawa nokumona oijabo ili nawa Ninge kwa tafanona Monica ko Eagle FM Onoreza timwe bali heari nola natu heari bali no heari Ile konderewa nora hetatu natu bali o hetatu watatu Oma filane Eagle FM the eye
So here I am, and can eyes, and I know that you still care for me.
Yeah.
Uncle Sam with When I See You Smile, my dear. So ladies and gentlemen, how are you? How are you guys doing? I hope you guys are having a wonderful Saturday afternoon, as am I. I am definitely enjoying the vibe. I'm definitely enjoying the music. I'm definitely enjoying the speech. The number in studio is 083-288-401 in case you would like to request a song, but it must be in a golden oldie. It must be those old songs. Songs like If Tomorrow Never Comes, Nice and Easy.
Sometimes late at night, I lie awake and I watch her sleeping. She's lost in peaceful dreams, so I turn out the light, lay there in the dark. And the thought crosses my mind, if I never wake in the morning, would she ever doubt the way I feel about her in my heart? If tomorrow you know how much I love her, did I try in every way to show her every day she's my only one? And if my time on earth were through, she must face this world without me. The love of God.
gave her in the past. Gonna be enough to last. Tomorrow never comes. Cause I've lost loved ones in my life who never knew how much I loved them. Now I live with the regret that my true feelings for them never will reveal. So I made to myself, say each day how much it means to me, and avoid that circumstance where there's no second chance. Tell her how I feel. If tomorrow never comes, does she know how much I love her? Did I try in every way to show her every day she's my only one? And if my time on earth went through, she must face this world without me. Gonna be enough to last. Tomorrow never comes. So tell that someone that you love just what you're thinking of. If tomorrow never deny you. Hey, hey, what
enough of your love. Oh, my friends, say I'm a dreamer. It takes a ruling love to know what I'm feeling.
The times that you rain on my parade, and all the clubs you get in using my name. You think you broke my heart, oh girl, for goodness sake. You think I'm crying on my own, well I ain't. And I didn't wanna write a song, cause I didn't want anyone thinking I still care or don't. But you still hit my phone up, and baby, I'll be moving on. And I think it should be something I don't wanna hold back. Maybe you should know that my mama don't like you, and she likes everyone. And I never like to admit that I was wrong. And I've been so caught up in my job, didn't see what's going on. But now I know I'm better sleeping on my own. Cause if you like the way you look that much, oh baby, you should go and love yourself. And if you think that I'm still holding on to something, you should go and love yourself. When you told me that you hated my friends, the only problem was with you and not them. And every time you told me my opinion was wrong, and tried to make me forget where I came from. And I didn't want to write a song, cause I didn't want anyone thinking I still care or don't. But you still hit my phone up, and baby, I'll be moving on. And I think it should be something I don't wanna hold back. Maybe you should know that my mama don't like you, and she likes everyone. And I never like to admit that I was wrong. And I've been so caught up in my job, didn't see what's going on. But now I know I'm better sleeping on my own. Cause if you like
the way you look that much. Oh baby, you should go and love yourself. And if you think that I'm still holding on to something, you should go and love yourself. All the times that you made me feel small, I fell in love, now I feel nothing at all. I never felt so low when I was vulnerable. Was I a fool to let you break down my walls? Cause if you like the way you look that much, oh baby, you should go and love yourself. And if you think that I'm still holding on to something, you should go and love yourself. Cause if you like the way you look that much, oh baby, you should go and love yourself. And if you think that I'm still holding on to something, you should go and love yourself. I'm breathing my last breath. Feeling like I'm walking my last steps. Look at all of these tears I've wept. Look at all the promises that I've kept. I put my into your hands, here's my soul to keep. I let you in with all that I can. You're not hard to reach, and you bless me with the best gift that I've ever known. You give me purpose. Yeah, you've given me purpose. Thinking my journey's come to an end. Sending out a farewell to my friends. Farewell to peace. Ask you to forgive me for my sins. Oh, would you please? I'm more than grateful for the time we spent. My spirit's at ease. I put my heart into your hands. Learn the lessons you teach. No matter when, wherever I am, you're not hard to reach. And you've given me the best gift that I've ever known. You give me purpose. Every day you give me.
Someone else is telling me that it's wrong, but I feel this, so let me just like try my best not to let this happen again. We weren't necessarily put in the best position to make the best decisions. You can't be hard on yourself for it. These were the cards that you were given, so you have to understand that these, like, that's not who you are. You know you're trying to be the best you can be, but that's all you can do. If you don't give it all you got, you're only cheating yourself. Give it all you got, but if it ends up happening, it ends up happening. That's what it's happening with me. It's like, God, I'm giving it all I got. Sometimes I'm weak and I'm going to do it. And it's like, I'm not giving myself grace. I'm just like understanding that's just how it is.
Understanding that this is just how it is. Good afternoon to you, or Shiri. It is a wonderful day. What makes a perm? Follow your passion. Don't love half-heartedly, and be the best version of yourself.
Go placidly amid the noise and the haste, and remember what peace there may be in silence. As far as possible, without surrender, be on good terms with all persons. Speak your truth quietly and clearly, and listen to others. Even to the dull and the ignorant, they too have their story. Avoid loud and aggressive persons. They are vexations to the spirit. If you compare yourself with others, you may become vain or bitter. For always there will be greater and lesser persons than yourself. Enjoy your achievements as well as your plans. Keep interested in your own career, however humble. It is a real possession in the changing fortunes of time. Exercise caution in your business affairs, for the world is full of trickery. But let this not blind you to what virtue there is. Many persons strive for high ideals, and everywhere life is full of heroism. Be yourself, especially do not feign affection. Neither be cynical about love, for in the face of all aridity and disenchantment, it is as perennial as the grass. Take kindly the counsel of the years, gracefully surrendering the things of youth. Nurture strength of spirit to shield you in sudden misfortune. But do not distress yourself with dark imaginings. Many fears are born of fatigue and loneliness. Beyond wholesome discipline, be gentle with yourself. You are a child of the universe, no less than the trees and the stars. You have a right to be here. And whether or not it is clear to you, no doubt the universe is unfolding as it should. Therefore, be at peace with God, whatever you conceive him to be. And whatever your labors and aspirations in the noisy confusion of life, keep peace in your soul. With all its sham, drudgery, and broken dreams, it is still a beautiful world. Be cheerful. Strive to be happy. defeat. My defeat. My solitude and my aloofness. You are dearer to me than a thousand triumphs, and sweeter to my heart than all world glory. Defeat, my defeat, my self-knowledge and my defiance. Through you I know that I am yet young and swift of foot, and not to be trapped by withering laurels. And in you, I have found aloneness, and the joy of being shunned and scorned. Defeat, my defeat, my shining sword and shield. In your eyes I have read that to be enthroned is to be enslaved, and to be understood is to be leveled down, and to be grasped is but to reach one's fullness, and like a ripe fruit to fall and be consumed. Defeat, my defeat, my bold companion. You shall hear my songs and my cries and my silences. And none but you shall speak to me of the beating of wings and urging of seas and of mountains that burn in the night. And you alone shall climb my steep and rocky soul. Defeat, my defeat, my deathless courage. You and I shall laugh together at the storm, and together we shall dig graves for all that die in us, and we shall stand in the sun with the will, and we shall be dangerous. Tell me not, in mournful numbers, life is but an empty dream. For the soul is dead that slumbers, and things are not what they seem. Life is real, life is earnest, and the grave is not its goal. Dust thou art, to dust returnest, was not spoken of the soul. Not enjoyment and not sorrow is our destined end of way, but to act that each tomorrow finds us farther than today. Art is long and time is fleeting, and our hearts, though stout and brave, still, like muffled drums, are beating funeral marches to the grave. In the world's broad field of battle, in the bivouac of life, be not like dumb, driven cattle. Be a hero in the strife. Trust no future, or pleasant. Let the dead past bury its dead. Act, act in the living present, heart within and God overhead.
Lives of great men all remind us we can make our lives sublime and departing leave behind us footprints on the sands of time. Footprints that perhaps another, sailing o'er life's solemn main, a forlorn and shipwrecked brother, seeing, shall take heart again. Let us then be up and doing, with a heart for any fate. Still achieving, still pursuing. Learn to labor and learn to wait. If you can keep your head when all about you are losing theirs and blaming it on you. If you can trust yourself when all men doubt you, but make allowance for their doubting too. If you can wait and not be tired by waiting, or being lied about, don't deal in lies. Or being hated, don't give way to hating. And yet don't look too good, nor talk too wise. If you can dream, and not make dreams your master. If you can think, and not make thoughts your aim. If you can meet with triumph and disaster, and treat those two impostors just the same. If you can bear to hear the truth you've spoken, twisted by knaves to make a trap for fools. Or watch the things you gave your life to, broken, and stoop and build them up with worn-out tools. If you can make one heap of all your winnings and risk it on one turn of pitch and toss and lose and start again at your beginnings and never breathe a word about your loss. If you can force your heart and nerve and sinew to serve your turn long after they are gone, and so hold on when there is nothing in you except the will which says to them, hold on. If you can talk with crowds and keep your virtue, or walk with kings nor lose the common touch. If neither foes nor loving friends can hurt you, if all men count with you, but none too much. If you can fill the unforgiving minute with 60 seconds worth of distance run, yours is the earth and everything that's in it, and which is more, you'll be a man, my son. Out of the night that covers me, black is the pit from pole to pole. I thank whatever gods may be for my unconquerable soul. In the fell clutch of circumstance, I have not winced nor cried aloud. under the bludgeonings of chance. My head is bloody, but unbowed. Beyond this place of wrath and tears looms but the horror of the shade, and yet the menace of the years finds and shall find me unafraid. It matters not how straight the gate, how charged with punishments the scroll, I am the master of my fate. I am the captain of my soul. Placidly, amid the noise and the haste, and remember what peace there may be in silence. As far as possible, without surrender, be on good terms with all persons. Speak your truth quietly and clearly, and listen to others. Even to the dull and the ignorant, they too have their story. Avoid loud and aggressive persons. They are vexations to the spirit. If you compare yourself with others, you may become vain or bitter. For always there will be greater and lesser persons than yourself. Enjoy your achievements as well as your plans. Keep interested in your own career, however humble. It is a real possession in the changing fortunes of time. Exercise caution in your business affairs, for the world is full of trickery. But let this not blind you to what virtue there is. Many persons strive for high ideals, and everywhere life is full of heroism. Be yourself, especially do not feign affection. Neither be cynical about love, for in the face of all aridity and disenchantment, it is as perennial as the grass. Take kindly the counsel of the years, gracefully surrendering the things of youth. Nurture strength of spirit to shield you in sudden misfortune. But do not distress yourself with dark imaginings. Many fears are born of fatigue and loneliness. Beyond wholesome discipline, be gentle with yourself. You are a child of the universe, no less than the trees and the stars. You have a right to be here. And whether or not it is clear to you, no doubt the universe is unfolding as it should. Therefore, be at peace with God, whatever you conceive him to be. And whatever your labors and aspirations in the noisy confusion of life, keep peace in your soul. With all its sham, drudgery, and
broken dreams. It is still a beautiful world. Be cheerful. Strive to be happy.
But I know I could never leave them. signals, mixed signals, they're killing me. I don't know what you are, but I know what I need. The goodbyes, the lows, they I need you, no I don't. Every time I start to close the door, you know, and I let in you is my greatest sin. You tell me to get lost and that you're done. I see it in your eyes, you wanna run. But I know, you know that I'm the only one. I could find someone who'd never make me cry, someone never tell me goodbye. But I know that I will never survive. Mixed signals, they're killing me. I don't know what you want, but I know what I need. The goodbyes, the hellos, the I need you, no I don't. Every time I start to close the door, you knock and I let you in. Loving you is my greatest sin. I don't know why I love you. I don't know why I stay. I don't know if it's worth the pain. But even when you slam the door and drive away, I still set the table for two. Babe, you know I'm waiting on you to buy me a bouquet. Tell me we're okay and that you're so, so sorry. And I believe you every time, but I can't lie. These mixed signals, they're killing me. I don't know what you are, but I know what I need. The goodbyes, the lows, the I need you, no I don't. Every time I start to close the door, you knock and I let you in. Loving you is my greatest sin. Loving you is my greatest sin. Loving you is my greatest sin.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. We have slowly but surely come to the end of our program this Saturday afternoon. My name has been Elizabeth and it is the Matriarch during the week. But all in all, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for so much for joining me. Thank you so much for joining me this afternoon, and I'm wishing you beauty and I'm wishing you love and I'm wishing you happiness and I'm wishing you an overall good weekend, because I mean, yeah, you're not amazing. You are so amazing. And I want the world to see you in your true form. And your true form must be wonderful. So I bid you guys farewell. I love you forever and a day. Nashi cheke. Ciao, ciao.
Ay, si wike mo shiwana. Iye moya wo, ota ingongo tita mwene. Ana geshe fa iya Namibia, ombito ombwa na wa oronjika. Zeita nina omayakuro nirandi toma yoe, yongeshe fa yoe okupitira mo Eagle FM Media House. Ngoe tuende tu imemeha uka kombanga nina. Kara omkwashi pareki uimepo yomo programa detu. Moambo, dengera selma, konara hita tuimu. Datu, hea lihamano tano, oni aji. Eagle FM, your eye.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.